It is a pleasure to welcome you all here this afternoon as we celebrate the ministries that have been Buffalo United Methodist Church in this space for a very, very, very long time. Would like to introduce some folks to you. Bishop Julius Trimble from the Iowa Annual Conference is going to be officiating with us today, as is Reverend David Crow, the district superintendent of this area, actually of the Annual Conference, serving in this area. And I am Jenny Seiler, and I am the present pastor serving here at the Buffalo United Methodist Church. I also serve at the Bertram United Methodist Church, which is on the eastern side of town. As we begin today, just a little bit of some direction for you. I didn't have it on. Thank you, Rose. As we begin today, some things that I'd like to share with you before we get started. When we leave this place at the end of the end of the time here, you'll notice we're going to be taking some things from this place and setting them into the new place. And some folks have already been given direction to do that. Others, the rest of you, I would invite you as you travel with us to the new church on 30th Street, is that you would take the hymnal, the Faith We Sing, and the Bible that are in the pew in front of you, and take them in your car with you, and then place them in the pew when we get to the new place. So if everybody could help us by doing that, first of all, we will need those things there, but then they will also be consecrated into that new space. So the Bible and the candles and the cross and some other things, the baptismal font, are all, somebody's taking each of those items with. But if there's something that's manageable, you can't just hoist a pew on top of your car and go, that you'd like to take to have in the new worship space, a lot of the stuff will yet be moved. But I would invite you, if you'd like to carry it over to the new place and then place it in the sanctuary, we would invite you to do that at the conclusion of the service, and there's directions for that. There's also directions they were by the bulletins around the corner, for how we will travel by caravan. The bishop and I will travel in the first car, and we'll go from there, and we're going to travel down Edgewood to Glass Road and over to Eastern. And those directions are there for you if you need those directions to get there, or if you lose track of folks. One, to avoid the interstate as much as we could. My hope and my prayer today as we gather is that the God who has been worshiping in this place with us for so long, so many years, mm-hmm. will continue to worship with us today mm-hmm. and travel with us to our new place. Today we also have some folks that have served in this church before me. Marilyn Buchanan is seated there. When she retired, I replaced her here. And Reverend Willie is what I hear. Reverend Willie Trusheim also has served at this church in the 60s. Is that what you said? 1960s. And I would invite you up at this time to the lectern to lead us in our call to worship. So I would invite you all to stand in your bulletin, and let us begin our worship service.
It is by love that we gather in this place as followers of Christ one last time.
It is by trusting that we can take a step in faith to new beginnings.
It is in the changing that we desire to grow the kingdom of God.
What we were when we came here, we will not be when we leave.
For we have met each other in the presence of God.
May that presence be with us wherever we gather, in the name of Christ. Amen.
And our song of praise is number 92, For the Beauty of the Earth. And we'll sing verses 1, 2, and 3. If you have a bookmark, keep it in there. We'll sing the rest of the song at the new building.
Lord of all, to thee we raise this
seated.
The time has come for this congregation of Christ's Holy Church, under God's leadership, to take leave of this building. It has been consecrated for the ministry of God's holy word and sacraments. It has provided refuge and comfort for God's people. It has served well our holy faith. It is fitting, therefore, that we should take leave of this consecrated house, lifting up our hearts in thanksgiving for this common store of all our memories.
I would invite you to stand for, if you are able, for the Litany of Thanksgiving as printed in your bulletin. And so you know the response written at the top, and then every time there is an R, then we will use that response. Blessed be the name of God, whose word has long been proclaimed within this hallowed place.
We give you thanks, O God.
As generations have prayed their prayers and sung your praises here, your Spirit has blessed countless worshipers.
We give you thanks, O God.
We have celebrated the Lord's Supper here and been nurtured by it through our journey of faith.
We give you thanks, O God.
We have rejoiced here as believers have confessed faith in Christ.
We give you thanks, O God.
Here we have baptized our children and mourned our dead.
We give you thanks, O God.
As new families have been created through marriage, we, our parents, and our children have vowed at this altar to love, honor, and cherish always.
We give you thanks, O God.
From within these walls, many have gone out to serve you in the world.
We give you thanks, O God.
As we go now from this house into a further journey of faith,
We give you thanks, O God,
through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. I would invite you to sing with me number 558, I Am the Church.
I am the church, you are the church, we are the church together. All who follow Jesus all around the world, yes, we're the church together. The church is not a building, the church is not a steeple, the church is not a resting place, the church is the people. I am the church, you are the church, we are the church together. All who follow Jesus all around the world, yes, we're the church together. We're many kinds of people with many kinds of faces, all colors and all ages too, from all times and places. I am the church, you are the church, we are the church together. All who follow Jesus all around the world, yes, we're the church together. Sometimes the church is marching, sometimes it's bravely burning, sometimes it's writing, sometimes hiding, always is learning. I am the church, you are the church, we are the church together. All who follow Jesus all around the world, yes, we're the church together. And when the people gather, they're singing and there's praying, there's laughing and there's crying, sometimes all of it saying. Church, we are the church together. All who follow Jesus all around the world, yes, we're the church together.
church. We are the church together. All who follow Jesus all around the world. Yes, we're the church together.
You may be seated. This building having been consecrated and named the Buffalo United Methodist Church, together with the land on which it stands and all objects remaining in it, we now deconsecrate and release it for any honorable use. We declare that it is no longer the place of meeting of a United Methodist congregation. Please turn to 66 Shalom to you. You can remain seated.
Shalom to you. Shalom, my friend. In all your living and through your loving, Christ be your shalom. Christ be your shalom.
I invite you to stand for the closing prayer. Will you pray with me? O God, as in your great goodness, you have blessed the many ministries carried on by this congregation in this building. So now, and in the days and years to come, we pray that you may greatly bless your many ministries in your ongoing church. Bless those persons who have worshiped in this building and will now be worshiping in the new building on 30th Street Northeast. As disciples of the risen Christ, may we be channels at all times of your steadfast love. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Amen. I would invite you to you may stand or be seated as we recess from this place. And it's kind of listed there for us to the bishop and Reverend Crow and I will go out, and followed by those folks who are taking those things to the new church, and then everybody can follow out accordingly. Our song of sending, our recessional song, is number 664, Sent Forth by God Blessings.